Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Little peculiar, but not surprising. A new summer trend, if you're looking for that sort of thing. Women are letting their armpit hair grow and dyeing it in rainbow colors. It's called Rainbow Pits and supports LGBT pride. Watch for them. Rainbow Pits. Getting ready for vacation, then you might be wondering, what are your actual chances of being killed in a shark attack? Reports say there were 53 unprovoked shark attacks in the U.S. last year, with 42 of them in either Florida or Hawaii. None of the attacks were fatal. And they say if you're in the ocean, your chances of being attacked by a shark are 1 in 3.7 million. Guy in California just hit a milestone, visiting Disneyland 2,000 days in a row. That's 5.5 years of the happiest place on earth. Guy said it started when he and his girlfriend were both unemployed and they started visiting to lift their spirits. They eventually split up, but he kept going to the park. Tickets like $150 a day. How could he possibly have afforded to? No wonder his girlfriend left him. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. New government study on energy usage says more than 20% of Americans that own dishwashers only use them once a week. That's despite research that shows using a dishwasher uses less water and is more energy efficient than doing them by hand. The report said Americans think dishwashers use too much energy. But that's totally wrong. I use mine at least a couple times a week. Guy from New York broke a record over the weekend, walking over 230 feet while balancing a push lawnmower on his chin. It was an electric lawnmower, and it was running. It was running during the attempt. The guy already has 200 records in the Guinness Book of World Records, including having the most records in the Guinness Book of World Records. New procedure at the airport. You'll have to take out books and other reading material and have it inspected separately. Agents will be allowed to rifle through your books to make sure you're not hiding anything inside. They swear they won't notice what the book is about. Annual World's Ugliest Dog Contest went down over the weekend at the Sonoma Marin Fair in Northern California. And this year's champ may not be the ugliest winner ever, but she is the largest. The winner is a 3-year-old Neapolitan Mastiff named Martha. She's 125 pounds, and her signature feature is her enormous drooping jowls. Do a Google search. Martha, winner of the ugliest dog contest. She's pretty homely. Well, the owner gets $1,500 and a trophy. Well, you know, it's been hot in Arizona. It was so hot in Scottsdale over the weekend, cactus was melting. Somebody else took a photo of a street sign that showed the paint melting on the sign. I guess 119 degrees temperatures do strange things. Well, in the land of designer everything, now there are designer paper clips. Yes, Barney's New York just started selling a $185 paper clip from Prada. Now, it's not an ordinary clip. It's 2.5 inches tall, made out of polished sterling silver, and you're supposed to use it is a money clip. Just in case you're curious, you could buy 34,000 regular paper clips at Staples for that $185. And here's our beauty tip of the day, according to a bunch of users on the beauty website Makeup Alley. Those free seat covers in the bathroom are actually great for getting oil off your skin. As one user wrote, quote, "It's kind of gross where they come from, but these are great for oil blotting, and they're free." Oh, my goodness. The Alley Cat Dance Team has qualified for the World Dance Championships in Secaucus, New Jersey from July 31st through August 6th. The team is reaching out to area businesses to try to make this journey. They're looking for corporate sponsors. This is a huge deal for the 13 area youngsters that are participating since it's an invite-only event. The best of the best type. If you'd like to assist, contact Director Misty Jo Koval at 214-0565 or email alleycats77 at yahoo.com. There's also a golf outing coming up Saturday, July 15th at Beaches Golf Club. Ask Mrs. Misty about that when you call as well, 214-0565. Support the kids, Alley Cat Dance Studio. Knucklehead news out of Gainesville, Florida today, where a woman who works for the city of Gainesville was arrested for allegedly stealing $93,000 of city funds to pay for her Brazilian butt lift. When city officials asked her what she did with the money, she said she wanted to put it all behind her. So they got suspicious. The Daily Buzz. Remember, you can send me stories to buzzabout here at WCSY.com, the website. You can fax 637-2675. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Facebook, Twitter, however you choose to get me the info, please do. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz are heard every day at WCSY.com and on iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.